I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kenya's post-election chaos still exists, especially in places where poverty is rampant. That's why bringing hope to these dark corners is so vital. In 3 weeks, IN Network is launching a new program in the Kibera slums. Rudy Rodehaver explains.
How this program will reach out to them is to link them up with a mentor, someone who is a believer, who is attending a church in the slum, so they understand the realities of that place. They understand what it means to live there. But they also are people who know Christ and who have hope and who are growing in Him and who can walk alongside of these children.
Next, last week we told you about a 50-year-old organization that focuses ministry to the developmentally disabled. This year, they're starting something new, Shepherd's College. Shepherd's Ministries' Bill Amstutz describes the need.
There are many people with developmental disabilities that are coming out of high school and having difficulty transitioning from their high school experience to their first job, or from the transition from their family home to independent living.
Shepherd's College is the only program of its kind and will begin in the fall with 19 students. And an eighth grader in Chicago is making some big life changes. She's revamping her language and dressing more modestly. That's after what she'd been hearing for years at the Here's Life Inner City's Say Yes Youth Development Center. A matching grant of $51,000 will help the ministry open more than 320 new programs across the U.S. in order to reach teens more effectively. The goal is to raise the money by April 30th. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.